Niall O'Donoghue from Sinn Féin is with us. John Kyle's with us from the PUP. Niall, what's going on?
Well, Stephen, to be honest, what's going on is the same thing that I have said to you about the past six or seven interviews I've done with you. And I'm actually getting to a point now where, much like the residents, well, respectfully, like the residents, I'm getting a bit fed up having to re-articulate and regurgitate what's going on at this interface in this part of the city. People are fed up. People are fed up that this has been allowed to go on. And I'm actually encouraged by some of the things that Nigel has said there. I accept completely that this isn't, you know, the resolution to this isn't a policing one in isolation. There needs to be a broad response. But what's starting to, I think, frustrate community leaders, and not least, as I said, the people living at the interface in East Belfast, is that if this was happening in any other part of the city, then government departments, statutory agencies and others would be tripping over themselves to try and bring some kind of task force or multi-agency response to this. That isn't happening here. It almost seems that because this is inner East Belfast, because people have become so numb to it, it's almost a case of, oh, well, sure, that's that interface, that just happens. But the reality is, I've already been on the phone with a grandmother this morning who's dealing with her house having been attacked at 3 o'clock in the morning on a wet, miserable October night. That's the reality of this. The reality is that young lad could have been very, very seriously injured last night. And that's why for months, people like myself have been saying, this is what's going to happen. This is what this is going to lead to. When young people are deliberately, and I have pointed the PSNI to this, where they are deliberately antagonizing each other on Facebook, posting photographs of each other in each other's areas, encouraging each other to come and meet for fights, and then having almost reviews the following day of what happened the night before, openly. Didn't you see that? Wasn't that great crack? Wasn't that a laugh? You know, wasn't that brilliant? Did you see your man getting hit? This is all happening very, very open. And it beggars belief that at this stage, you know, there isn't a proper, dedicated, and I think genuine commitment to try and resolve this.
John Kyle?
Yes, Stephen. I mean, I think Niall has summed it up pretty well there. That this was really inevitable. I mean, we've got a young lad with a very serious injury. And our thoughts are with him and his family, obviously. But, you know, if this goes on, somebody will be killed. Last night was definitely a deterioration on previous events. So we're in a worrying situation here where things are breaking down. Niall is exactly right. We have to take this seriously. Now, it's a complex problem, Stephen. There isn't just one thing that can be done that will solve it. It will need all of us to work together. It will involve the police. They have to be a part of it. It will involve the communities. It will involve the parents. They've got a crucial role to play. And it will involve the politicians. Politicians have to work together on this. Single identity work is not going to solve this problem. Politicians need to get together with communities to resolve it together. And we're in a political impasse.
Are they just coming for is this just sectarian hatred driving these people to fight each other? Is that what this is down to?
Well, that's a simplification, Stephen. There is a sectarian element to it, definitely. That's evident from the Facebook postings. But there are young people who are at a loose end. There are families that are struggling and that are having difficulty coping with their kids. There's a lack of amenities for young people. We're failing in terms of getting the message across to them that this sort of thing damages their lives. And as Nigel Grimshaw said, if they get arrested, and they will get arrested if this continues, it will have a significant impact on their future.
Jim Wilson's contacted us this morning as well. Good morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
This is just teenage thrill-seeking.
Well, Stephen, you know, this Facebook stuff, you know, has been going on for a long, long while, and for once I actually agree with Niall from the Short Strand out there. We've been trying to deal with it. I've been out of the scene for a lot of months. I took a bit of a heart attack on Lanzarote when I was on holiday there 6 weeks ago. And since then, I haven't really sort of been in the thing. I had to get stents put in and stuff like that, so I'm trying to work my way back. But I got phone calls last night from people from the Shankill, Sandy Row and down Newton Orange and that about a lad being beat with a hatchet. I automatically phoned the police, and then they gave me the same story that they just gave you there now. But
a hatchet was not involved.
No, a hatchet was not involved, according to the PSNI. It could have been a blunt object of some description. But the problem arises around when he explained to me once again that there was lads, they reckon, from the village, Sydenham, Craigie, and further afield. So you have young lads coming in for recreational riding and into East Belfast because they must seem to think it's an easy touch. But also what they're doing is they're arranging it. And as Niall says, they're the next day they're talking about it on Facebook and Twitter and all how great it was. You know, we need to get some kind of method where these kids understand that this isn't a way forward for them and for the communities that they come from. You know, but to come from those areas, they have to do that. It's frustrating to the people who live in Castlereagh Street and Mount Pottinger Road and parts of East Belfast Interface here where we've been working for years. So when, as John Kyle had said, it's a multi-agency approach to this here. And, you know, I've been saying for years that the police have to get on top of the Facebook warriors, which we would call them. And these Facebook warriors are the ones who arrange the face and arrange all this and all, thinking it's great and wonderful. And for some kids, Stephen, let's be honest about it, it is exciting to some kids, these things that happen. I've came through it as a young lad of 17, 18, involved in riots and stuff, but it leads to further things, which okay. is, you know, that ruins your life.
Okay.
If you end up getting caught and going to jail, you have a record.
All
and
right.
These kids don't understand all the things that come with that.
We're going to leave it there. Jim, thank you. John Cal, thank you. Niall O'Donoghue, thank you.